May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Good morning. Today we're going to talk about our worship service and how one part in particular, passing the peace, helps us live out our Christian faith. Now, people are often of two minds when it comes to the peace. They either embrace it and they love it, or it's their least favorite part of the service. You know how it goes. Just before liturgical halftime, the very middle of the worship service, the priest says, "The peace of the Lord be always with you." And the people respond,
"And also with you."
Y'all did great with that. 8:30 was a little quiet. We had to do it twice. We had to do it twice at 8:30. Y'all did great. So the people respond, "And also with you." And then we stand and we greet each other. And it can feel a little awkward to look a stranger in the eye and wish them the peace of the Lord, especially for the introverts among us. But the peace is not merely a foretaste of the coffee hour that is to come, or a holy, "Hey, how are you doing?" It's an important part of the service that helps us practice and hear what we experience, so that then we can take it with us and share it with the world. And typically the peace comes after the confession, before the offering, and before communion. But the prayer book tells us that we have options. There's a section called Additional Directions, and on page 407 it tells us we could pass the peace in the midst of having communion. So we could receive the sacrament and then stop and have the peace. And boy, that would feel different, wouldn't it, in the middle of communion? We're so used to the place where it is now. And just like having weekly communion is something we expect when we come to church, at some point we expect we're going to pass the peace. Passing the peace is a practice that we've recovered as a church, that we've recovered from early Christianity. Paul writes in his letters to the New Testament, to New Testament Christians, about greeting one another in the name of the Lord. In several places, he talks about greeting one another with a holy kiss. Don't go get any ideas about kissing in church, okay? We don't want to get a reputation around here. But it was a way that they greeted each other in the first and second centuries. And then in church history, the earliest references to the peace are found in baptismal services, where after baptism and anointing, the newly baptized pass the peace for the very first time. In second century, historian Justin Martyr indicated that the peace took place before the presentation of the gifts at the Eucharist. And of course, that's where we have it in our service today. You know why? Can you guess why we call it passing the peace? Well, in the Middle Ages, churches had a board with an image from Jesus' life on that board. It was known as a pax board. And of course, in Latin, the word for peace is pax, right? It was known as a pax board. And in the worship service, it was the board was kissed by the celebrant at the altar, and then it was passed to other clergy. And then from the clergy, it was passed to members of the congregation. They each passed it to one another. So they literally passed the peace board to each other, and that's where we get the term passing the peace. So why all this talk this morning about passing the peace? Well, it comes directly from Jesus' teaching in our gospel story today. Now, for some context, Jesus is giving the Sermon on the Mount. The scripture comes from Matthew chapter 5. And so Jesus has given the Beatitudes. He's talked about our being the salt of the earth and our being the light of the world. Well, today he goes a step further. He says there's the law, and then there's the spirit behind the law. In the law, it says do this or don't do this. But I say to you, and then Jesus goes a step further, talking about the spirit behind the law in the first place. And Jesus talks about topics such as divorce and adultery, not swearing, not being angry, not insulting people. Think of these less as rules to follow and more as a way to live. A way for us to be in relationship and to be actively concerned about our neighbor. And we might think, now, wait a minute, I have to not be angry? Not call someone a fool? Some of us break that before we get out of bed. Depending on our family, before breakfast and certainly before the first traffic light. We could look at these as rules to follow or instead as what life in Jesus looks like. See, life in Jesus looks like living like Jesus. And Jesus' reaction to our neighbor's shortcomings isn't to get angry first, but instead to say, hey, I only see 2% of your reality. And maybe the other 98%, you're barely holding your stuff together. Maybe they're dealing with grief or disappointment, or there's an addiction, or there's a significant illness in the family. We never know what someone is dealing with. So Jesus says, you don't get angry. You try to have sympathy. You try to have empathy with people. And that's what life in Jesus looks like. That's the spirit behind the law. But of course, we don't always get it right. We make mistakes. Another way of saying it, sometimes we don't follow neither the letter of the law nor the spirit behind the law. We offend our neighbors, and sometimes they offend us. And so then what do we do? In verse 23 of the passage, Jesus talks about reconciliation. He says, if you're on your way to make your offering, and then remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there. First go and be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and bring your offering. So the passing of the peace in our service before the offering is a way we ritually engage in reconciliation as a way of teaching ourselves how to be reconciled to our neighbors and to the rest of life. Reconciliation is part of God's ongoing work in the world. And so, in our worship services, we admit our mistakes in the confession. And then we are reminded that God loves us and that God forgives us in the absolution, that our sins are forgiven. And then, just as we have been reconciled to God, then we extend reconciliation. Just as we have been forgiven, we forgive. Just as we have been loved, well, then we love. We greet each other in the name of the Lord. We speak love and joy and peace to each other. And then we present our gifts to God. See, we can't share out there in the world what we don't know in here. We can't share out there what we don't practice in here. So passing the peace is a way of sharing what we have experienced from God in this place. So that we can take love and joy out into the world, so that we can practice forgiveness. Practice reconciliation. There's another function. The peace is also a tangible reminder that we're all in this together. That we're not isolated individuals and in some sort of liturgical cocoon in our worship service. That might feel safe or more comfortable, but it's not how we understand God. It's not how we experience God. We're in community, and we're all in this with each other. And holy apostles, our practice is to have a full peace. Some of us leave our seat and we go from this side of the congregation to that side, or we go from the back of the church all the way up to the choir. I know you guys walk all around the church. While others are more comfortable maybe staying in our own area. Maybe staying in our own row, staying close to where we are. And that's okay too. Remember, when you offer someone the peace, remember, it's not just any peace, but the peace of the Lord. That's the peace that abides. That's the peace that passes all understanding. That's the peace that unburdens the soul and allows us to rest in God's abiding love. Jesus offers us peace at the very core of our being.
so that when we offer one another peace, it's in His name. It's a reminder that whatever burdens we're carrying around, whatever pain we're holding on to, whatever hurts we bear in our heart, that Jesus' presence abides. And that He will never leave us nor forsake us, even in our darkest moments. We have a culture and a vibe at Holy Apostles that you don't find in most churches. And we see that whenever we pass the peace with each other. It comes from our God-given joy and the love that we have for each other. See, God fills our heart. God fills our souls whenever we come together. It's God's peace that we experience and that we share with each other. And then that we take with us and we share with the world. Amen.